Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is DeJuan Boyd, a.k.a. DJ Rabbit, representing Rabbit Productions, hanging out chilling with my girl, Cy Boogie. That's right, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com. Say word.
Wow! I just opened up my, yo, I just got a FedEx delivery, and it's from my producer, the show's producer, DeJuan, and he sent me a text message yesterday, and it said, Cy, you're going to get a FedEx package, and I'm like, all right, cool. I just opened up the CD. I have no clue what's on it, but here's the scary thing. On the CD is a picture of me, which is my standard headshot, but then there's also a picture of my family and then a picture of me walking out of my grandmother's house. Now, these pictures are all on Facebook, and DeJuan is on Facebook, and DeJuan is my friend, and he is the engineer for this show. But the scary part about what just happened to me is the fact that the doorbell just rang, FedEx dropped off a package, and inside this package are two CDs with all of my family pictures on it. So I don't know. I think I have to talk about online safety and security going into 2008, because the good thing is that I know D, and I love him dearly, and he's such a sweetheart. But the fact that somebody can get your pictures offline, burn it onto, and it's not like even on a label, it's actually where he burned it onto the CD and then mail it to you. It just came by FedEx. I swear to, it was being delivered as I was logging on to do the show. It's kind of creepy. So thank God I know D and absolutely adore him. But that's kind of scary that somebody can take your pictures. And the thing that makes this even creepier is that the picture is my family's Christmas picture. There's me and Daquan and Miles and my husband and Daquan's girlfriend, Rhonda. So that's kind of creepy. Like, your family picture, Christmas picture is personal. So to have it delivered on a CD is scary as hell. But anyway, I care for him, and he's my friend. But just imagine what people can do that may not have your best interest at heart. They can have access to your stuff, put out a project and all these other things, and all of a sudden you don't even know about it. So anyway, big shout out to D. I'm a little miffed because it was just delivered, and now I have to do a show for an hour, and I'm anxious to know what's on the CD, and I can't access it. So I'll have to wait until the show goes off, and I'll let you all know tomorrow, or I'll blog about it on CyBrown.com to let you know what was on the CD that mysteriously was just, there are two of them actually, that were just mysteriously delivered to my house. So anyway, that's the good thing. Today we're talking about blogging, to make money blogging, but before I get to that, I just have a couple more personal things to share. If you can, go out and get the new Anthony Hamilton CD. I'm going to probably do like Friday's show dedicated to Anthony Hamilton. Anthony Hamilton has got to be like an old soul in a new person's body, because his CD is, remember we used to say that's the joint? Anthony Hamilton's CD is the first CD that I can remember where I can put it in from the beginning and let it play all the way through and not skip. I mean, his CD is absolutely amazing, and I think I'm going to be like a champion or something for Anthony Hamilton. But anyway, he's good. Jamie Foxx's new CD, I don't even know what it's called. It's garbage, and I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this, but it's just my opinion. It's absolutely garbage, and I'm lucky I bought the bootleg version because I'm going to probably use it as a paperweight in my house. So his CD is awful. John Legend's CD is pretty good. I actually like John Legend's new CD. There's a couple tracks on there that are kind of corny, but for the most part, I think his CD gets like 3 out of 5 stars. And then Joe's CD, who I absolutely love, Joe. Love, 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 love Joe. This CD stinks too. He's getting away from like stuff that, like his core group. I don't know what Joe is doing on this CD. He's got that one song that's in rotation on BET, which is a pretty good song. But out of the four CDs that I just got, Anthony Hamilton is a winner. It reminds me of Jill Scott's first CD, Who Is Jill Scott, where it's just great music all the way through from beginning to end. So Anthony Hamilton is a winner. John Legend is good if you have a couple extra bucks. And Joe and Jamie Foxx. Joe is all right, but Jamie Foxx passed on it because it is straight garbage. So that's that. So that's enough about my gift that I just got in the mail, which I'm so happy about. That's it about my music updates. And like I said, I'm probably going to do Friday's show on Anthony Hamilton just because I am so loving his CD. And then I also have to play some Sylvester because High Road asked me about Sylvester last Friday. So I probably will be playing some music by Sylvester this week, this Friday, so we can get our club classics groove on. So that's a good thing. Today's show is all about, well, here's the thing. Last night I was on the phone with Tiffany Janae, who always listens to the show, and we were talking, I mean, it was late. I think, she's in Cali, so I was talking to her. I think we got off the phone almost 2 o'clock in the morning, and we were talking about blogging and making money online, and I remember there was a website out years ago called SideHustle.com. And actually, I don't even know if Side Hustle is still a website or not, but I'm going to pull it up as I'm doing the show now. But anyway, SideHustle.com was for people in the industry that were looking for a side hustle, which I just think that the title is so fly, SideHustle.com. Let me see if there's anything even on SideHustle.com right now. No, actually, somebody owns the domain name SideHustle.com, and it's just a landing page. There's nothing on it but a bunch of links. So nobody even owns SideHustle. Well, somebody owns it, but nobody's doing anything with SideHustle. They have not developed it into a site. Well, anyway, this is why how you know that none of your experience is in vain or none of the things that you go through are a waste. I created a blog today called Blog Hustle because I'm learning how to really work these blogs, and I'm really learning how to make money blogging, and I'm learning how to maximize, like, search engine optimization and how to make money on the Internet. And a lot of people are starting to ask me, Sai, how do you do it? I don't have time to sit and run a blogging course every day, so I figured let me just do create a blog, and then, you know, you have to name it, and you have to figure out what you want it to look like and all this other stuff. So that's when I thought about Side Hustle. So I was like, let me see if Blog Hustle is available. Somebody has bloghustle.com, but they're not doing anything with it. It's a landing page. And then I realized it's an information site. So the domain name is bloghustle.info. So all of you who are out there that are really looking to make money blogging, take a look when you get a chance at bloghustle.info. That is my little tip. And what I'm going to do through today's show is walk you through most of the steps on how to really make money with your blog and how to really push things through on your blog. So that's what we're talking about today. I think there's like 30, and I'm going to be aggregating a lot of content. So if you go to the site, don't just be like, oh, you know, what is all this? No, just, you know, chill out, follow the blog, and see how you like the information. So, hey, Sandy, I'm looking in the chat room right now. Hello, my darling. What's going on? Happy, happy, happy to see you. I hope all is well. We haven't chit-chatted since last week. How Elegance show comes on Wednesday night on Blog Talk Radio. So if you get a chance, if you're in the East Coast, listen to it. I think it comes on at 10 o'clock our time. No, or maybe is it 8 o'clock? Please clarify, because I don't want to give out the wrong information and do that. No, she's saying, is this a replay? Nope, today is a live show, my darling. I try not to do too many replays. That's why I said I'd rather do a short show and have a show
than to have a replay or don't do a show at all. So, no, you're talking to me live and in living color, my darling. There must be a delay because when I said hi, Sandy, that can't be a replay. But anyway, I have a lot of stuff to cover for today's show. I have 35 things for people that are looking to start a blog or how to make money with a blog that you need to know. Okay, just so you all know, Sandy's show is on 10 o'clock Wednesday nights. I thought it was 10 o'clock. I thought I was right. So it's 10 o'clock Wednesday nights. So here we go. Hey, True. What's up, darling? Today we're talking about how to make money blogging. And True has a show that comes on Thursday nights on 8 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. And Valentine's Day is coming up, and he talks about love and relationships. So follow his show. It's going to be a good show. Oh, there's a 30-second delay in the program. I didn't know that. Now I know. Okay, well, you learn something new every day. All right, 30-second delay. I guess my producer probably knows that, but I didn't know that. I just show up and host the show. All right, let's get into this. Bloghustle.info, how to make money with your blog. If you get a chance and if you're near your computer, which I guess, all of you are right now, if you want to take a look at the blog, you can. If you don't want to or whatever, you just want to listen, that's fine too, because I'm going to really just start reading the stuff that from my very first post. But what's going to happen is as I learn, I'll be posting it here so you all can learn as well. I mean, the site's raw, but it's got great information. So if you can get over the aesthetics right now and know that it's going to be great, as you can see, I posted it at 6:44 this morning, because I'm up early getting my work on. But anyway, the first thing you have to do, and we went over this a little bit last week. Oh, that's probably why she said, is this a replay? No, this is actually promoting bloghustle.info. I'm reading this stuff in the chat room. You guys are funny. It's showing your pearly whites. Everybody's smiling. Yeah, this is good. Anyway, create valuable content. I'm just going to run through this stuff because you guys can read it and hopefully read it on your own and really get to see, you know, figure it out for yourself. I just want to promote the site and let you guys know what's available and what resources are available to you all so you can make money by blogging. So create valuable content. We talked about that last week. We talked about creating content. And one of the things I have to share with you is that a lot of times with the content, it's not your own original content. A lot of times you'll see content on sites that comes from other places. That's why the newspaper division, like newspapers, are faltering. And actually, just as a quick sidebar, a lot of newspapers have separate Washington bureaus, like CNN has a Washington bureau, MSNBC, the New York Times, they have a hub or an office where a lot of news takes place, like a New York bureau, an LA bureau, Beijing bureau. Well, what is happening right now in the news organizations is they're thinking about creating one media hub that feeds all of the other media sources. So, for example, there'll only be one Washington bureau. And this has a lot to do with the economy and consolidation and downsizing, but what's the purpose of CNN having a whole office there, MSNBC having a whole office there, and all these other companies having entire offices with entire staff when you can have one media, one Washington bureau, and then it feeds all of the other news sources? Because that's what's happening now anyway. So anyway, a lot of blogs you're going to find shared content, so you don't have to create all of this stuff. You don't have to create fresh content and fresh stuff every day. You can aggregate your content based upon your subject matter. Basic stuff, you guys can read the blog later, but basic stuff, make sure people know how to find you. You can go to gapingvoid.com and Hugh McLeod will create them for you. And a blog card is kind of like a business card, but it really promotes your blog and promotes the purpose and promotes the content. Like, I have one, and it just promotes my blog, which is about successful living and about love
well, not love, like in love and relationships, but successful living and spirituality. So you have to promote it as much as possible. Go to Twitter. If you're not on Twitter, you're going to lose. Nobody can be in business right now and not be on Twitter. So there's a couple really good tips about Twitter. I am not big on posting all day. I'm going to get coffee. I just woke up. Good morning. Post stuff that's valuable. Me personally, I wake up every day and have like 20 to 25 new people following me on Twitter. And I try to follow back, but I look at what you tweet. And if you tweet, oh, my kids are going to play in the snow, like once every couple of days, that's cool. But if you tweet, I just had coffee, watching my kids play in the snow, now I'm making them lunch, I'm going to unfollow you so fast. I need to, we're in such a time crunch, we need information that's relevant to us right here, right now. So if you don't tweet valuable stuff, that is a very good way to lose followers. And, you know, I lose a couple followers all the time just because I have so many. But for the most part, I've got a lot of followers, and I wake up every day, and I've got, you know, new followers. So if you're not using Twitter, I don't care what industry you're in. There are people on Twitter that match your industry. And what's really cool is your Twitter can build value. So, for example, my tweet value is $495. So that means if I actually was to tweet about, you know, whatever it was, if I wanted to tweet about your program or your project or your business or your service, in theory, I could charge you $495. Now, would I? Probably not, because I'm not exploiting my followers like that. But, you know, you have to know your tweet value. You have to make sure you follow good people. And if you go to Twello, which is T-W-E-L-L-O-W, you can find other people that match your tweets. So you can find other people that are in your industry. So, for example, for me, as a certified life coach, I can look for life coaches, and a whole bunch of them pop up, and now I'll be able to follow them, and we can share, and we can network, and all that other stuff. So anyway, use Twitter. If you don't, especially if you're blogging to make money, you're going to lose. Real quick sidebar, hello to everybody that's joining us in the chat room. I see I have a couple of guests. If you're a guest, you know, maybe just create a profile, log in, so we can properly welcome you to the show. So thank you so much, guests, for joining us. But, you know, join us. Okay. Hello to Spike. What's up, Spike? It's good to see you in the chat room. And to Conscious Choices, thank you. And then to True and Sandy. And then also we've got Celeste, who's Curvy Queen, who is dialed in to listen to the show. So I'm happy to have her with me today listening in. Some more stuff. Create a Squeedo lens. I just did that recently. And it just takes your posts that you've already written and turns them into lenses. Basically, if you're blogging to make money, you have to take your message and put it in a way that's convenient for your followers to see it. So you can't always make people come to you, so you have to go to them. So you have to use all of the tools and resources that are at your disposal to do that. Ping your blog post to several relevant sources. You can go to ping.fm, and in so doing, you'll be able to send one message, and it'll broadcast out through Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn, all of these other things. So use that. A lot of people say create an ebook and give it away. You know, I don't do ebooks. I may do one, but I like writing real books that people can buy and that are tangible, you know. So it's up to you. These are just 35 tips that can help you really start running a blog and really start making money with your blog. You can host a contest. You can participate in forums. A big one for me is to network with other bloggers. That's critical. You need to know what other bloggers are doing, and you need to build relationships. If you're a doctor, you're going to hang out with other doctors. You're going to hang out with other doctors to find out their best practices. You're going to hang out with doctors to see how they make money, how they set up their office. You need to connect and have resources available to you. So if you really make a concerted effort that I would like to be a blogger, then I would really recommend you hang out with other bloggers and blog
on their stuff and you blog on and let them blog on yours. So that's very important as well. So, and all of this information can be found on bloghustle.info. A really good network for you to find topics is alltop.com. Just go to alltop.com, and it lists the top blogging sources or top blogging topics in your category. So that can really, really, really help you as well. I love AllTop. Very, very good. I've never used 9 Rules, but it may work. You know, I can't speak for that one, but I do use AllTop. Also, Create Links and Trackbacks. I actually use templates for my blogs, and a lot of the templates include link backs already, so I don't have to add that code. So that's what happens. Let me see what's going on in the chat room. Can anyone else hear? I'm fired up today. What's happening? Yeah, it keeps repeating. Jeez. Oh, okay, we're talking about, oh, Spike must have put something up on YouTube. Okay, that's cool. Let's see what's going on. Dave said I'm breaking up. It's not my fault. It has to be Blog Talk Radio. It's definitely not me. True says the key word for today is patience. I love this guy. True, you are so sweet. Yeah, you are. You are really an absolute doll because you set the tone. You help gauge the show. Let me read a couple of more because we're winding down. Don't forget, this week we're only doing, well, actually, today and tomorrow are our last days for 30-minute shows. We're doing our regular weekly life study on Thursday, and that will be a full one-hour show because it's New Year's Day, and we want to kick the new year off right. So that's going to be a good show. And Friday, we're welcoming in the weekend with music, so that's going to be a one-hour show. But I needed to take a bit of a break and do some last week and this week do 30-minute shows. This is something that really helps. Go to FeedBurner, and I didn't put this in the post. Go to FeedBurner. Use FeedBurner. It can help optimize and maximize your blogging experience. It can help you with a lot of tools and resources to make your blog even better. And also, if you are going to put a sign-up box on your blog, I recommend putting it in the upper right-hand corner because that's where people's eyes tend to shift, as that's where their mouse is. So if you want to make sure people know how to sign up. And I had one person tell me, oh, people are sick of emails. Email works. People are not always going to visit your blog. But if you will give them a vehicle in which to read your blog via email, they will do it, and they will sign up for it, and it increases your readership and your subscribership. So that's definitely a good thing. Okay, I'm just reading some stuff in the chat room. Okay. Going back to, oh, we're down to 5 minutes. Wow, that was quick. Okay, here's a couple more. Here's a personal tip, which this is not in there either. I just read what I put in there. I recommend the average blog post be about 300 to 400 words, and this is just stuff that I've read and studied that's come off the, you know, just through my research, a few hundred words, and repeat whatever the point of your blog post is, repeat it 5 or 6 times. Because that'll increase the chances of Google and other search engines to pick up on those keywords, and it'll rank you higher. And obviously, that's what you want. You want people to read your blog so you can monetize your message, because that's what this whole thing is about, monetizing your message, finding a niche market and monetizing your message. And the only way to do that is if people can find you pretty much in search engines. That's how a lot of people find blogs anyway. They'll Google something, or they'll go to Yahoo, or they'll go to Ask, and they'll do a search, and then whatever has the highest ranking based on keywords and meta tags, it ranks higher, which increases the opportunity for more eyes to be on your blog. So I firmly recommend that. And that's basically search engine optimization. And I will be doing many, many more posts on search engine optimization because that's very, very important, especially for those that are looking to make money blogging. It's one thing to blog just for the fun of it, but if what you really want to do is create income from it, which, I mean, you know, that's a good point. You can do that as well. So let me go back. Let me just find out a couple more things that I can squeeze in before we run out of time. Oh, this is a good one. Write guest posts.
write guest posts for other people's blogs for free. You know, there are paid bloggers out there. I have considered that, but not really done it. But write posts on other people's blogs, especially if you're new, to get your name out there. And then you can do a track back to your blog just to build heightened awareness about your blog. So that's it. Most of the stuff you can find on bloghustle.info, which is really bloghustle.blogspot.com. But just go to bloghustle.info, and you'll be able to definitely find a lot of information about blogging. And, yes, I see search engine optimization. That we're really going to talk about that a lot more, because I think with everybody being unemployed and people looking for secondary incomes or tertiary incomes, blogging is a very good way to go, because you can just blog, find your market, find your lane, and keep it up. A friend of mine is doing a wedding blog and making money because people are still getting married. It just matters the extent in which they have their wedding. People have not stopped getting married because of the economy. People have not stopped going to movies. You can create a movie blog, and then you go to Amazon.com, open up an affiliates account, and now you can sell discounted movies on your blog. Whenever somebody buys it, you make money. There's blogs on boxing. There's blogs on cake making. I have to call this woman back, but she has a business where she doesn't use. It's called sugar free cakes or sugar free treats or something like that. So now I want to make sure that I can help her with her blog, and she can sell her treats or sell sugarless stuff or, you know, sell whatever she's gonna do. So anyway, just go to bloghustle.info, and I'll just keep posting. And this is not a business. This is not something that I'm doing. This is just where I'm sharing the information that I have found to help all of you become bloggers and make money blogging. It's 30 minutes, everybody. Sorry. Well, yeah, I thought the show was an hour. It was an hour, true. But it's only 30 minutes. Why, you want me to make it an hour? You guys want me to talk for another hour? Don't y'all know I got Christmas stuff to still do? Oh, my goodness. Let me see if I can make it 60 minutes real quick. Boy, oh, boy, I love you all. Let me see. I just hit submit. Let's see if it'll accept it. Hold on. It's telling me there's an error message. Now I'm trying to extend the show, and I'm having a little bit of difficulty doing it. Oh, I think it is going to extend it. What does it say now, everybody? I can't see. How Elegant says, okay, it worked. It says on live now, 30 minutes remaining. Okay. You guys are a mess. I said 30 minutes and I should have stuck to my doggone guns. But now we have more time. So now, since we have 30 more minutes to revel in each other's company, I'm going into the chat room. Shoot me any questions. Does anybody have any questions about blogging? Not sure what's happening today, but it's cool. No, it really is. It really was 30 minutes, because that's what I said. I don't even know why it originally said 60 minutes, true, but it's all good. Everybody, put your Twitter information up in the chat room so that way we can all follow each other. I'm going to put mine up there right now, www.twitter.com. Okay. So now my Twitter information is up there. So everybody, make sure all your Twitter information. Now, I just extended the show. I don't have anything else to say. I said everything I had to say, y'all. Oh, yeah. I just got a text message, extend the show. You guys are a mess. Okay, do we remember I have – okay, let's see. As long as you can come visit my home in my hand. Okay, anyway. Well, anyway, I've extended the show, everybody. So now what are we going to talk about for the next 30 minutes? We can talk about blogging, and I can go into a little bit more details about what I put in the post. Is that what we want to do? Oh, yeah, and this is good. Everybody's putting their Twit information in the chat room. Twitter.com/HowElegant. She's got a show. True says, hi, my name is How Elegant, and I'm a Twitaholic. Uh-oh, you must send out a lot of stuff. I don't send out that much stuff because I want people to value this stuff that I send out. And I know people will be like, what? I'm not following that. Let me log in. I think I'm already following How Elegant. I think so. Well, she has in her bio, happy, funny, and talkative. So if that's an indication right there, you will be getting a lot of tweets because it says specifically talkative. Oh, it just told me I had the wrong combination. So now I'm trying to log back into Twitter again. I think I'm friends with everybody. Yeah, I'm friends with Sandy. So is there anybody else who's putting their information? Oh, okay, she says go into how to start blogging. Okay, I can do that. First of all, you have to have a concept. Oh, she put, I don't have over 250 tweets. I have a friend who has 2,500. Yeah, I've got a lot, too. I've got, I think I'm up to like 1,500 people following me, and I follow about 1,800. Yeah, Pastor Montan, I actually, because there's two ways to follow on Twitter. You can actually just subscribe to this person, or you can have it actually go to your cell phone. And Pastor Montan, yours actually go to my cell phone. I have a device update on you, so yours actually go to my cell phone. But anyway, how to start blogging. Okay. First of all, you got to decide what you want to write about. And I think that's the most important thing. And I think you have to decide, does it have widespread appeal? If it doesn't have widespread appeal, then you have to already know going in advance, you're going to have a very, very niche or a very, very tiny market. You have to remember the internet is 24 hours, 7 days a week. It never sleeps. And the first thing you have to put in your brain is you're not blogging for your friends. You're blogging in front of a global audience because now there's so many different translation menus. Like I went to this guy's website who's in Spain who designs blog templates. I didn't understand Jack that was on the site because it was all in Spanish, and even the template was in Spanish, but I liked the way it looked, and I knew enough Spanish to be able to download it and modify the content and put it in English. So you have to remember, I think the first thing we have to do is take off any limitations that you may have or any preconceived notions that you may have about who's going to read your blog. Once you understand that the world is your oyster, it totally opens up. When I blog about life and spirituality and religion, I have people that are reading my blog all over, and that blog is not to make money. I'm doing all of this research on my own just to learn about it, but my blog, Cy Brown, is really to help people. That's why I'm always saying to you all, these are the steps that I'm using to take. But people all over the world follow my blog, and the way I'm able to know people all over the world follow my blog is when I sell a book and it has a foreign address, ship to address. So I think that's really, really important. Dropping Seed says, what's bloghustle.info? Well, bloghustle.info is the place that I am going to put on the internet all of the information that I learn about blogging. It's not a business. It's not, Saida's new entity. It's not that. It's just that I'm learning so much about blogging, and I want us all to be as enlightened and aware as possible. So as I learn something new, I'm just going to post it on bloghustle.info. And I'm telling you now, I'm not claiming the information on that site is all mine where I've written about it, because that would be a lie and that's not true. But basically what's happening is as I'm understanding blogging and how search engine optimization works and how to grow your audience and how to spread your message, I'm going to post it on bloghustle.info so that way you all have access to the same information as I do. I don't work, quote unquote, work, you know, like go to a job. So many of you do, but and don't have as much time on your hands as I do to pine the internet and pine through information and be able to discern what's good and what's garbage. So you can kind of use me as your sorter. So there. Yeah, True says, that's true. You need to show some kind of intelligence because it's worldwide. Yeah, because you know what? I went out over the Christmas, you know, well, we're still in the Christmas weekend, but I went out with people, you know, this past weekend, and somebody that I met admits that they don't read. And I'm like, well, you don't read. And I was told, yeah, I haven't read a book in years. And I was thinking to myself, scratching my head, I don't know if I would say that in mixed company. You know, maybe they felt comfortable, this individual felt comfortable enough to share that information with me because we were talking about books and things like that. But at this point, I firmly believe there's no excuse for ignorance. The white man is not keeping us down, people. It's our own preconceived notions and what we feel we can't learn. It's too much information for us to be able to access, even if it's at the public library. I was so broke when I wrote my first book. I wrote it at the public library because I didn't even have a decent computer. And then I would email the book to myself so that I had a copy because I couldn't even afford one of those floppy disks. So the information is out there. Let me see what's going on in the chat room. Hey, Mika, how are you? It was put in the chat room. How you not going to read? I don't know. People don't. Hey, Mika, I'm reading The Audacity of Hope, too. I'm reading that book, and I actually have to take it back to the library on January 6th. And I'm also reading this book on Einstein. If you get a chance, anybody, read anything on Einstein. This man was absolutely phenomenal. I didn't realize. It sounds kind of cliche-ish how smart Einstein was, but just above and beyond that, the story about this guy is absolutely amazing. And just with me, you know, helping people and sharing information on how to live their best life, reading about Einstein really clarified a lot of things for me. So I'm reading that too. How Elegant says, I guess not words with P-O-R-N. You can read porn too. I remember I watched an episode of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and Hillary was going to pose for Playboy, and her father didn't want her to, and he's like, you know, you can't do that. And the joke was that he's had a Playboy subscription since 1964, and he was saying, hey, it's got good articles, you know. So let me go back. Oh, wait a minute, I read The Audacity of Hope. Yeah, he was dyslexic. Hey, Yeshu, oh my goodness, how are you? Yeah, he was. He had a plethora of problems, but he was a brilliant guy. Let me go back, because I think I missed something in the chat room. True says, say they are charging $1.99 for domain names at GoDaddy. Well, no, they're only $1.99 if you buy another service. So if you buy one of their services, you can get a domain name for $1.99. But their regular domain names are, a regular .com is $9.99. Like a .net and a .org, maybe like $14.99. A .tv, like there's a new television station called HipHop.tv. They if they use GoDaddy, they probably paid TVs are $19.99. They've got a new extension, .me. They've got .biz, and they've got .us. Like a friend of mine, her business is multiconstruction.biz. I like .info just because it's an information, a source of information. And when you go to, you know, bloghustle.info, you know you're going for information. You can put .com, but it's not really a business website. It's a place for people to go for information, which is why I registered .info as opposed to .com. Yeah, okay, let me go back into the chat room about Einstein. He barely graduated. Yeah, he was a good student academically, but a horrible student, like with study habits and stuff. No one wanted to hire him, and he was at a horrible place in life, and that's when he wrote the formula E equals MC squared, which changed the way the world did things. But yeah, Einstein was That's a very good book that I'm reading. So anyway, and The Audacity of Hope. Okay, let me go back. Let's see. I want to make sure I'm not missing anything in the chat room. Oh, but getting back to the original question about starting a blog, there's a couple companies you can use. You can use Blogger, you can use WordPress, or you can use, oh, gosh, there's one more. My brain just froze. Oh, wow, I can't believe, TypePad. TypePad. Those are like three big ones, Blogger, WordPress, and TypePad. A lot of people use WordPress because WordPress has very good templates. It has built-in statistics. It's like for power bloggers. Blogger is very simplistic. It has very limited templates to offer for your blog. And TypePad, I'm not very familiar with. I know a couple people that use it, but I can't say either way if it's good or bad. I'm not going to say if any of these are good or bad. I can just, you know, give you the information, and then it's up to you to do your homework and find out what's best for you, because I don't want to, you know, I'm just here to share information. Oh, my gosh, Annie's here. Oh, wow, we talked about you yesterday. God, I'm so sorry the show is so scattered. I'm so in and out of the chat room and picking up on conversations. I'm going to get back to blogging. But, Annie, we were praying for your family yesterday, and we were talking about you yesterday, and we were all coming in agreement for your family yesterday. And I did share loosely the information that you sent to me in an email with all of the listeners about your mom. I just stopped in to tell you all that my mom, Ann Rose, needs your prayers. She's in the hospital, and we don't know how long she will live. We are going to try to bring her home with hospice. Yeah, we talked about you yesterday, my darling. We definitely did. We had a few-minute conversation about you, your husband, and your mom. So maybe you felt our energy, but we did talk about you yesterday, and I'm so, so incredibly happy to see you in our chat room. You're bringing her home on my property. Please pray all. I will be back. I miss you all. Annie, we miss you too. And you know what? Tiff's mom, Mama Smokey, was the one that kept saying she's trying to reach out to you on that, like, ethereal level, that you keep coming into her mind, that you keep, she keeps thinking about you. And Celeste just put in the chat room, see, she's listening, so she's not in the chat room, but what she's doing is she's sending me instant messages so I can read it to everybody from her. So just so you know, Annie, Curvy Queen just sent me a text message that says, I am praying for Annie's mom and the family because she's not near her computer right now. So she's sending me text messages and I'm reading them. So Annie, so many people are rooting for you right now and rooting for your family, and we truly love you and we miss you. So thank you so much, my darling, for dropping by, because we really do care for you and we really do want your family to be well. And Sandy just put her phone number in the chat room. I'm not going to read it because a lot of people download this show, but it's in the chat room. Annie, take it, and I'm sure she'll pray with you. So, yeah. So I'm glad to see you. I'm very, very glad to see you, albeit for a few minutes. And even if you have to go, just know that we love you and we're sending good vibes and good energy your way, my darling. I love you, and I hope your family has a safe new year, and your mom will definitely remain in our prayers. We've got a lot of pastors and spiritual people that listen to this show, so you will be covered, my darling. I love you, so thank you so much for peeking in on us today. We have a very full chat room. Wow. Just real quick, High Road says, handle what you have to handle. No, we'll be here for you. Oh, I couldn't have said it any better. And Dave put, trust in God. Annie, we're praying for you. Sandy put, but yes, call me and I will pray with you. And she will, because she's prayed on this show many a times and her prayers are wonderful. well, it's just good. Annie, just know that you're loved and you have been very missed. And this is why I said to all of us, let's all make sure we're following each other on Twitter, we're exchanging emails, we know each other's phone numbers, and it's not to be in everybody else's business, but we're all so busy with our own lives that Mama Smokey was like, hey, where's Annie? And so this is exactly why, just so we can all make sure we're all okay, because I do consider us a family. So thank you. And Vernon, I did this show for you, my brother. Just go to bloghustle.info. I swear I was thinking about you when I came up with the name, because you are a determined blogger. So just go to bloghustle.info, and you'll hear most of the stuff that we were talking about today, just so you can get your blog hustle on. 2009 is going to be a very, very good year for everybody that listens to the show. And I'm that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But anyway, I got to go back very quickly before we run out of time. I said all my love and hugs to Annie. Oh, my goodness. Dave, I'm going to smack you. Okay, everybody knows I said I was only doing a 30-minute show, 30-minute shows this week so I could spend time with my family and blah, 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 blah. The show started out 30 minutes. It got extended, and so he put in the chat room, Mr. Smart Alex, see what happens when you add another 30 minutes. Yes, because had we stopped the show at 30 minutes, we would have missed Annie coming on the show, and we would have missed the prayers. All right, point taken, point taken. Spike, I love you for listening. Thank you. Got to go, peoples, but I'll holler at you later. Spike, when does your show come on? Put it in the chat room really quickly before you go. One of the guests is me. Wait a minute. Am I missing something? One of the guests is me. True, tell me what that means. I don't know. Put it in the chat room. Let me know what that means. You can't hear me? Oh, well. I haven't moved. I think it's something with VTR because I haven't moved. And somebody else said something was wrong, but I haven't moved everybody. I'm here. I'm on a new phone. I'm typing in the chat room. I have not moved. Not sure why. Okay, Truth has just restarted. I don't know. That's not me. I can't take umbrage to that one because I haven't moved. I'm still sitting in the same spot that I was sitting in before, y'all. And it's not my phone, and it's not my computer. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Go to the back to talking about how much we love Annie. Are you serious? I said so many things about that. Did you hear the part that I said about Dave saying me extending the show for 30 minutes? We would have missed Annie. I don't know. I can't eat this one, guys, because I haven't moved. I've got a great computer. I actually work off of two computers now, so I've got a good computer, a good phone. Thank you, True. He says he can hear me fine. Let me finish with this how to start the blogging thing before I run out of time. But anyway, Sandy wanted to know how to start. Just have something to say. Find a platform and start writing and have something to say. Thank you, Sandy, saying it has to be Blog Talk. Good. Put the blame someplace else because it's not me for this one. And so that's it. Let me just tell you quick ways to monetize your blog real quick before we run out of time. To monetize your blog, here are some good ways. Make sure you have as many eyes as possible coming to your blog. Make sure you use Google AdSense because that's a really, really easy way to convert your visitors into cash. And then also sign up, if you can, for Google Analytics, Analytics. The only thing that scares me about that is that everything is under Google. Like, Google is owning and buying up everything. Any little company that starts that Google thinks will fit into their product offering, they buy. And so what's happening, like this one guy, Google shut his account down. And when Google shut his account down, he didn't even know why Google shut his account down. He lost all of his blogs because he blogs with Blogger, and Google now owns Blogger. He lost his Gmail account because Gmail is Google Mail. He lost his Google AdSense, and he lost his Google Analytics. Like, his entire business was set up with Google. And a lot of people were saying, oh, I wouldn't use Google because it's a free service and it's unreliable, and that's why they always put beta in the corner because that gives them an out in case something goes wrong. Just, I like Google and I love all of the features that they offer, especially for novice bloggers like myself, but that is a concern of mine that if something ever happens, you lose everything. True says their stock is still high. It is. And so, you know, their stock is still high, and it looks like a good bet, but I don't want to wake up one morning like this guy. I mean, we can't live in fear, but this guy woke up, and then the problem was because Google is such a behemoth, he didn't even know where to call. Like, if your Google, something happens with your Gmail, who do you call? Like, if you have an account, we were talking about GoDaddy earlier, and there's a problem with your domain name, you go to GoDaddy, there's a phone number, you call it, somebody helps you. If something happens with your Google account, like, who do you call? Do you call the Google blogging department? Do you call the Google mail department? Do you call the Google small business? Like, who do you call? And he was just paralyzed, and I felt so horrible for this guy. It was really bad. But anyway, Yeshu says search engine optimization. Well, that can come in from, like, when you register your domain name or any company that you use. Like, if you use FeedBurner for the stats on your blog, if you don't use WordPress, it gives you an opportunity to add meta tags, M-E-T-A tags, and that's where you can put how search engines find you. You want to make sure you use short and concise keywords, so that way a search engine can find you. So, for example, if you blog about cakes, you want to put cakes, specialized cakes, icing, cake icing. You want to make as many words, but you want them to be short. So if somebody Googles, it'll pick up on your keywords. Another thing, too, a way to design your keywords is you put yourself in the mindset of the consumer. So if I'm a consumer and I'm looking for sugar-free cakes or cakes for diabetics, let's just say cakes for diabetics, then you would look up sugar-free cakes or cakes with no sugar or something like that. And so by doing it the reverse, you'll kind of know how to design your meta tags. Like for me, I talk about successful living or how to live your best life. If I'm trying to help you how to live your best life, how do you make that concise enough to fit into words that will be optimized through search engines? And that was hard for me. But on my blog about Michelle Obama, our first lady, it was really easy. First lady, Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, White House. You know, I had so many to choose from. Yeshu says, construct your site so it is Googlebot friendly. Hyrode says, Squeedoo was a big help. I actually joined that today, and that was because I was thinking about you, because I told you we had a conversation one night, and I said, I'm not joining anything else, but I finally did it today. So I'll have my page up on Squeedoo done probably this afternoon or late tonight. So that's that. Let me see what else. Hyrode says, hey, I got found on Google. Well, yeah, don't forget to use your Google alerts. I have a Google alert set for my name, so anytime my name hits the Internet, I know about it. And for my business, so for example, as a life coach, I have a Google alert set for life coach, the two words life coach, so I know what's being said about life coaches on the Internet. What else is going on? Oh, yeah, I'm going back in the chat room a little bit. Yeah, Yeshu is saying Google bought up everything like real estate. Well, yeah, they did. If you had the money and you had the cash, you would do it as well. Anything that you think will fit in line with your mission of Internet domination, which is what Google is striving for, they're destroying Microsoft. They are killing. Microsoft took down, you know, with Windows, got everybody on Windows, but Google is like destroying people on the Internet with as far as the search and features and widgets and all that stuff. Hyrode says, you go site. I meant to ask you about Google Alerts. Okay, this is what you do. Go to Google, you know, Google the word Google Alerts and it'll pop up. And if you, I know we have a listener to the show who's a videographer. You might not want to set a Google Alert for videographer, but you may want to set up a Google alert for fantasy weddings. So you would put fantasy plus weddings. And so now anytime those keywords fantasy wedding hits the Internet, you're going to get a Google alert about it. So if you're a videographer for weddings, it'll give you creative ideas how to set stuff up for your clients. I mean, you can set Google alerts up for anything. You know, there's a woman who's near Pastor Montan who's the sugar-free chef. She can Google, you know, set a Google alert for exotic cakes, like exotic plus cakes, because if you do it without the plus sign, anything exotic will pop up. You might get porn, no telling what you'll get with the word exotic. You might get snakes for exotic reptiles, but if you put, like, exotic plus cakes, you'll see, like, pictures of really fun cakes. You have to be creative. AOL uses Google for their search engine. Yeah, because Google is a beast. Google is the man. Google is like a beast as far as search engines go. Ask.com and Ask Jeeves, I think Ask Jeeves was reduced to Ask.com. And, I mean, they're nothing compared to Google. I mean, it's just a beast. And now Google has its own search engine. It's called Google Chrome. So you know how we all use Internet Explorer, or if you use Firefox, Google is now getting into the browser business, and it's called Chrome, Google Chrome. So now you'll be able to download like Google Chrome. And how smart are they to do that? Because now instead of going through Internet Explorer and then going to Google.com, you can just use Google Chrome, and you can bet your bottom dollar that all of their media properties or all of their digital and online and Internet properties are going to be built into this browser. They may even make it where you can't use other people's stuff if you use Google Chrome. You know what I mean? So they're really Google's an online beast. Oh, I'm almost out of time. We did a whole hour show today. Hyro says, I get alerts for what I put out there, but does that mean that people are seeing my site? It doesn't necessarily mean that people are seeing it. It just means that you're doing something right because it's being picked up by Google. So add on to that. Build on to that. Or does it mean the directories are alerting Google about my content? That's exactly what it means. The directories are alerting Google about your content, and it's being picked up by Google. So, for example, I use my Google Alert more for reputation management. So, for example, if it pops up, like one time it popped up SaidaBrown.com, I'm like, I don't even own SaidaBrown.com. I couldn't even remember. And when I went into my old account, I did own it. So what I did was I now knew to redirect that to a different site, and I did a lot of back-end work. It just helps manage you online. I don't know how it exactly translates into sales, but it does help you manage your reputation and manage your business practices online. Because if I use it for trends, for spotting trends, I'll tell all of you, with an internet radio show, I have a Google alert set for internet plus radio. So and I have it set for a digest. So once a day, I get an alert of every time the words internet radio together hit the internet. So I get about 15 to 20 postings a day, but that's how I'm able to stay on top of trends with internet radio. And that's why sometimes I tell you guys stuff. It's because I get Google alerts, and it may not hit the regular news wires, but it's hit somewhere on the internet, and I found out about it. All right, so that's that. We're now down to less than 1 minute in the show. Wow. That last 30 minutes went very, very quickly. Just anyway, go to bloghustle.info, because that's where I'm going to be uploading a whole bunch of my findings. Again, it's not my more likely than not, it will not be my content, but it'll just be stuff that I find on the internet that I think can help you all. So just go to www.bloghustle.info. And Yeshu says, I know every time they hit my site. I do too, because I'm doing my homework. So anyway, I'm going to jump into our prayer really quickly before we run out of time. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever I am, God is, and wherever you are, God is. I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now, and let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again. I love you all for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.